News release. York Regional Police. Investigators with the York Regional Police Intelligence Bureau have seized more than $500,000 worth of drugs and charged six people, including two pharmacists, in connection with opioid trafficking. In late 2019, officers began an investigation into a group of suspects believed to be trafficking opiate pills. In December 2019, officers executed an initial search warrant in the city of Toronto and made several arrests. The investigation continued and led officers to two pharmacists who were charged in connection with the incidents. In total, officers seized more than $500,000 in opioid drugs, one firearm, and more than $220,000 in cash. Charged: Walter Jovel, 27, of Toronto. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance. Charge: name removed, of Toronto. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance X3. Possession of a forged document with intent. Charge: Sahir Sheman, 39, of Vaughan. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance X2. Charge: Sandra Youssef, 30, of Toronto. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance. Possession of a forged document with intent. Charged: Blarzan Zero, 31, of Vaughan. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance. Fail to comply with conditions of recognizance. Charged: Furiz George, 36, of Vaughan. Charges: possession for the purpose of trafficking, Schedule 1 substance. Unauthorized possession of a prohibited device or ammunition. Possession of a firearm knowing its possession is unauthorized. Possession of prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition. Careless storage of a firearm, weapon, prohibited device or ammunition. Anyone with information is asked to contact the York Regional Police Intelligence Bureau at 1-866-876-5423 extension 7835, or call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Leave an anonymous tip online at www.1800222tips.com. Editor's note: November 18, 2024. The name of one of the individuals charged has been removed from this news release, as the charge was stayed in Ontario court.